Hello, this is Shelley Antine, and in celebration of the coming holiday of Halloween or festival of Samhain or Noscaelyngaeth, as you would say in Wales, which means the time of winter, which is what they thought this was, the beginning of winter and the beginning of a new year, actually, in the agricultural way of looking at life, which they had. This is a ceremony as Anwen, the last priestess of the Revealing the Druid Legacy series, tells us, is one that took place in night. And this night ceremony, as she says, would be lit by torches, a large bonfire, the waxing moon, and star-covered sky. So she's going there with her parents and a couple of women from her village, and of course her beloved teacher, Gwyneth. And she says, in what seemed no time, I arrived at the great circle with my small entourage. The large bonfire was blazing in the center of the circle. At intervals, fragrant branches of pine and juniper were thrown into the flames. My thoughts came to focus on the present as we were greeted by Merlin and led to our place at the front on the west side of the circle. My attention was drawn to the altar candles in the north that lit the face of a beautiful woman in a black robe. My breath caught when I realized she was the woman from my vision of the great henge. Her flowing auburn hair was crowned by a different headpiece of silver from which a crescent moon hung directly on the center of her forehead. Around her neck was a knotwork torque of silver set with 9 opalescent moonstones. Ropes of silver and gold bound her wrists and waist. With both hands, she held up the crosspiece of a silver scabbard that sheathed a short sword. The surface bore the design of a Celtic cross, etched with spirals. Before her on the altar was a small cauldron of gold. Its rim was embellished with knotwork braiding, set with 9 precious pearls. On her right, a dark-haired priestess held a golden cup. On her left, a white-robed, white-haired priest held an orb of clear crystal. Though many in attendance had been to other last harvest ceremonies, this was the first of such size and important in their lifetimes. None had ever seen the Lady of the Priestess Isle herself draw down the message of the moon. While I pondered this, a group of priests and priestesses holding burning torches entered the circle. The priestesses continued to the west of the altar, the priests to the east. When they arrived at their places, they began to chant, Goddess and cauldron, be with us tonight. Inspiration source, priestess, inner sight, mother of the bards, hear your prayer song tonight. The ever-present brew of inspiration in the cauldron of the goddess was the source of the bard's songs and stories of old. It would now bestow the inner sight Lady Gwendolyn would use to receive the message we needed to support us through the winter ahead. The next song of gratitude was for the great sky wheel containing the sun, moon, planets, and stars. The goddess turned the wheel, creating the eternal cycle of day and night. New stars gradually appeared at sunset, overnight, and just before sunrise. Their progression indicated the arrival of different seasons. Plants were the stars that moved across the sky backdrop, as did the moon. Planets, of course. Finally, the priests and priestesses sang to the ancestors who had gone on to the other world, where they dwelled in the presence of the gods. They were honored for their guidance and help in days gone by, and asked to remember us now in our time of need. Now she's going to be presented by Merlin, and then the will have the presentation of Arthur, and he will swear his fealty to the goddess and her needs. And also, Anwen will be given her recognition, and she will be accepted as an initiate on the priestess aisle. So this all takes place, and it's lovely. And then the priestess at her side poured a small amount of liquid from the goblet into her right palm. Receive this blessing from the cauldron of Kaer Edwin, and may it inspire you to achieve the greatest degree of wisdom. She placed her palm over my crown. I felt a rushing wave go through me to my feet. When you arrive at the priestess aisle, I myself will receive you. I thank you, lady, I whispered. And then there's communication to both Arthur and Anwen. And now Anwen is going to rejoin her family. And she says, I rejoined my family and mother touched my cheek, but I did not turn to her or respond in any way. The enormity of what had just taken place was finally sinking into my awareness. My total attention was now on Lady Gwendolyn. I watched, mesmerized, as she picked up a bronze dagger from the altar before her. She used it to draw a circle in front of her, turning as she said prayers to the four directions, then lifted the point for a prayer to the sky, lowering it for her prayer to the earth. Remarkably, I was able to see the energy rise and the spirits called in by these words appear. We have arrived at the turn of the wheel that brings us to the time of the thinnest veil. The gates between the worlds stand open this night. She intoned the words of ceremony. I honor my ancestors whose voices come to me on the whispering wind. All those who come in love are welcomed within this circle. With amazement, I now saw the circle around us still with the spirits of our departed relatives and others. And then she lifted both arms high and in a deeply resonant voice, invoking the words of power that were present before time, she called down the moon. Mistress of mysteries, mother of many names, you who know the future, give me the wisdom to foretell aright. Moon Lady, Silver Huntress, you who bring us visions, lift the veil and guide me as I take this cup tonight. My own body, coursing with waves of anticipation, began to sway as the lady seated herself on the simple oak chair that had been waiting behind her. The priestess on her right side picked up the golden cup and placed it into Lady Gwendolyn's hands. She drank down the contents and closed her eyes. When the priestess took the empty cup from her, the priest stepped forward and placed the crystal orb into her left hand. For a few long moments, all was quiet, save the crackling of burning pine branches and the soft wind in the trees. I closed my eyes as the lady opened hers. A thrill went through me as I heard her words before she spoke. The message comes on the wings of the raven. It circles overhead and flies to the east and then on to the south. The ground below is soaked with blood. Women and children huddle together wailing. A messenger rides to Glamorgan and asks for help. The men who go will not return. Those who stay will guard the border well, and others go west to defeat invasions from the Irish Sea. Glamorgan is spared, so too its king. An old king in the east falls in sacrifice. The winter is merciful and no illness comes. Pray in gratitude to the great mother, goddess Modron, who keeps battle away from our land. Silence followed. Then sighs and whispers began sweeping through the crowd. our high chief, the Uther Pendragon, stood. Great lady, on behalf of all gathered here, I thank you for your words. We will do as you say and fortify ourselves for the time ahead. He turned to the people. There will be a feast tomorrow to celebrate the news we have heard here tonight. All will be welcome on the grounds of Morgan Castle at the midday. A cheer greeted this news, a cheer of gratitude, both for the feast and the relief given by the lady's message. The druids began the closing chant of thanksgiving and release of the spirits as the priestess helped the lady stand and then led her slowly out of the circle. I could see and feel how much energy it had taken Lady Gwendolyn to deliver the message. No longer a woman of commanding stature, she now seemed a slight, pale shadow as she passed through the eastern gate. It is just the herbs, Anwen dear, Merlin's voice answered my thoughts. She will recover easily, although to be sure, it is a sacrifice to take the cup and be the voice of spirit. Merlin, I whispered, I could hear her mind. Yes, and this is good, Anwen. Exceptionally good, he smiled, taking my arm. The liquid from the cauldron has opened you to hear the voice of the goddess. This will make your training move fast and with ease. And now it goes on with her experiences and her dreams that night after having this enormous opening of the third eye, of her vision and of her ability to receive telepathically the minds of others, which will be quite a feature of some of her training when we finally get her to the priestess aisle. But this is the first initiation that she passes at a festival such as the one you heard. And I found it very beautiful because when I was writing this without thinking about what it would look like or what it would say, it has been edited several times, which takes away some of the richness, I feel, but that's what happens. But at any rate, if you were able to move into that, you may get a nice feeling and sense, or you may have read the book and you can go back and remember this very early part of the story of Anwen's life, the life of the last priestess called to the priestess aisle. And we have already had book two out there since July, and many of you have read most of her training there and the stories of others that enrich her experiences and the way her healing is expanding both for herself and her effect on others. And in not a very long time now, I've had to postpone from November, but the third and final book of this particular series will be out hopefully now. My fingers are crossed with the cover company coming up with the right image. That will be the middle of January. So, again, I have found that it's very easy and very enjoyable to go back and read these books again and see more, hear more, and particularly when you finish book three, everything that came before comes full circle and all of it will make total and complete sense to you. And that is already been told to me from a couple of the advanced readers who gave me their reviews. So I'm very excited about this, and I'm contemplating having some circles as people are asking me questions about some of the things that they read. And so I'd love to have a group, and if you're interested, you can get in touch with me through shellyantine.com. And it is shelly@shellyantine.com that you would be able to email and tell me you might be interested in being one of the circle, enter Anwen's circle, to receive, because that's another thing that I'm finding, is that when somebody asks me a question, it seems like she speaks again. And it's, I mean, I'm not a channel, quote unquote, you know, I don't do stuff like that usually, but I get inspired to say something, and that's how it looks for me. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you have a very powerful but peaceful holiday. This is our ancestral holiday. As I've said in other places, it's not exactly the best time for you to do divination or open to spirit. It is very powerful. As Lady Gwendolyn said, the gate is open, and you want to be very, very sure that you know that you're going to be bringing in only the highest and the best. And I'll say goodbye for now.